Title: Creating Startup Templates for Atmospheric Jungle in Ableton Live Intermediate. All right, let's build a startup template that makes atmospheric jungle feel instant. The whole point here is speed plus control. Speed, meaning you can open Ableton and have breaks, bass, pads, and space happening in minutes. Control, meaning your routing, gain staging, and DNB-ready processing is already wired so you're not rebuilding the same stuff every session or accidentally mixing into a mess. By the end, you'll have a reusable Ableton Live set with drum, bass, and Atmos systems, pre-built return tracks, arrangement locators, a reference lane, and a light master safety chain. Not a finished song template. I get to the good part fast template. Step 0 is the philosophy. You're designing a set around decisions you make every single session. Intermediate producers don't lose time only on routing. You lose time on tiny questions like, am I too loud? Where's the mud coming from? Why are my pads fighting the snare? Why does the sub disappear? We're going to bake answers to those questions directly into the template. First, set your project defaults. Set the tempo around 165 to 170. I recommend 168 BPM as a comfortable middle for atmospheric jungle. Time signature stays 4/4. Keep global groove off by default. We'll use the groove pool intentionally later, instead of having everything accidentally swayed. And right away, decide you're going to meter early. Spectrum on key buses so you're not guessing where your energy is building up. Also, color code and name things like you actually plan on finishing tracks. Drums are orange or yellow. Bass is green. Atmos is blue or purple. Mix utility stuff is gray. This sounds boring, but when you're 40 tracks deep and you're hunting for the sub-sidechain compressor, it's not boring anymore. Now step 1. Build your routing skeleton. Start by creating groups first. That way, every new track you add has a home and your set doesn't turn into a random pile. Make 4 groups. Drums, bass, Atmos, and optionally MIX Util. Inside drums, create tracks for break main, kick layer, snare layer, hats and perk, and a drum FX hits track for impacts, stabs, gunshots, whatever you like. The point is, your classic break identity lives on break main, and then other tracks are support and punctuation. Inside bass, make sub-bass as a MIDI track, and mid-bass as another MIDI track, optional for a res layer or texture. Inside Atmos, make a pad-bed MIDI track, a texture or noise audio track, and an Atmos one-shots track for stuff like reversed cymbals, swooshes, and little cinematic moments. Inside Mix Util, add a reference audio track and a print audio track. The reference track is important. Route it straight to the master with no processing. You want to slash be your balance and tone without your templates, groups, or effects coloring it. The print track is your resampling lane for quick bounces, resample sound design, and committing ideas. One more workflow move. Make sure track delays are visible, and make sure /O is visible. Jungle often needs micro nudges. A tiny timing shift on a layered snare or hat can change the whole pocket. Cool. Step 2. Returns. This is where the template starts feeling like a sound immediately. We'll make 3 return tracks, a big Atmos verb, a dub delay, and a drum parallel chain. Return A is Atmos verb. Use hybrid reverb. If CPU is fine, do convolution plus algorithmic, otherwise algorithmic alone is good. Set decay around 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the dry hit stays upfront before the wash blooms. High cut around 7 to 10k. Low cut around 200 to 400 HE. Then add EQ8 after the reverb and roll lows below about 250 HE again. If it gets pokey, dip a little around 2 to 4K. Then utility at the end. Widen it around 120 to 160%. We want the space wide. We do not want the sub wide. Return bead is dub delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4 dotted. Try 1/8 dotted first. It's classic jungle bounce. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 200 HC. Low pass around 6 to 8K. Add a little modulation, just enough to feel alive. Then add saturator after echo. Drive maybe 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. That keeps delay taps present without spiking. Return C is drum parallel. Use compressor or glue. Ratio anywhere from 4 to 1 up to 10 to 1. Depending how aggressive you like it. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't erase the transient completely. Release auto, or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction so it's doing real work. Then drum bus. Drive 5 to 15%, a touch of crunch, and keep boom off or extremely low because jungle subs need to stay clean. Then EQ8. high pass around 60 to 90 HC so the parallel doesn't inflate the sub-region, and if it's fizzy, a gentle shelf down. Teacher note here, don't treat returns like set and forget. Treat them like instruments. Later, you'll automate sends the way you automate synth filters, but the template gives you a great starting point. Step 3. Break main, the classic jungle workflow. On the break main track, we want a chain that's ready for real breaks, gain staging, cleanup, punch, and controlled saturation. Start with utility first. Set gains so your break peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. That headroom is non-negotiable. If you start with break slamming, everything downstream becomes damage control. Then EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 HC. If it's muddy, dip 200 to 400. If it's dull, a tiny shelf around 8 to 10 K. Keep it tasteful. We're not turning it into a new break, we're preparing it. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 10% and push transients maybe plus 5 to plus 15. Use damp to tame harshness. Then saturator, soft clip-on, drive 1 to 4 dB. Listen for glue, not fuzz. Optionally add a gate, but use it gently. Gating breaks can be sick for tight two-step, but can also kill the ghost notes and the room tone that make jungle feel human. So only gate if you mean it. Now warping. This matters a lot. Complex Pro can smear breaks, so for drums, use beats mode. Preserve transients, envelope around 20-40, and don't overwarp. Use short warp segments, keep transients intact. If the break already has swing, you're trying to align it, not sterilize it. Next, slice to MIDI workflow. Right-click your break clip. Choose slice to new MIDI track, slicing by transient. Pick a built-in drum rack, then save that rack as two versions. Jungle Break Rack Clean and Jungle Break Rack Grit. The grit version can have a little more saturation or crunch so you can swap flavors fast. Here's a big template trick. Keep an empty MIDI clip on the break rack called Chop Pattern with your go-to rhythm sketched. Not a full beat, just a starter pattern. The goal is that when you slice a break, you're one click away from a groove. Step 4. Kick and snare reinforcement. This is how you get modern weight under old school breaks without killing the vibe. On kick layer, use EQ8. High pass 25 to 30 HC and cut some 250 to 400 if it's boxy. Add saturator, drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Optional compressor just to steady hits, fastish release. On snare layer, EQ8, high pass 120 to 180 HC. Add crack around 2 to 4 K if needed, and add air around 8 to 10 K if it's dull. Then drum bus for a little transient lift. Optional redux, very subtle. Just enough for a tiny old sampler edge. Routing tip, keep kick and snare layers lower than the break. If your layers replace the break, you've lost the jungle identity. They should feel like bones under the skin, not a new face. Step 5, drum bus control and a side ching point. On the drums group itself, add EQ8 with a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 HE. Then glue compressor, attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 3 dB of reduction. Light glue, then saturator, soft clip on, drive 1 to 2 dB. Then utility to keep the group level trimmed, aiming for peaks around minus 6. Now, a big workflow upgrade, create a dedicated sidechain trigger track if you like consistency. Call it SC trigger. Put a muted 4x4 kick or your main kick pattern. Set output to sends only so it doesn't hit the master. Use it as the key input for ducking bass and pads. This way you can change the audible kick without breaking your sidechain behavior, and you can keep your mix breathing predictably. Step 6. Build the bass system. Sub plus optional mid. For sub bass, use operator. It's perfect for clean subs. Set algorithm to A only, oscillator A to sine. Set attack 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Decide whether you want plucks or held notes with sustained behavior. Then your sub chain, EQ8 with a low pass around 120 to 180 HC to keep it clean. Saturator, drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on, so the sub reads on smaller speakers. Compressor with sidechain from the kick or SC trigger, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of ducking. Then utility, width to 0%, mono sub, always, for mid bass, optional reese, use wave eatable, two saws, detune slightly, unison 2 to 4, moderate amount, filter LP 24, a bit of drive, add an LFO for subtle movement on cutoff or wave eatable position. The key is subtle movement over bars, not a wobbly bass that steals the whole track. Mid chain, EQ8 high pass around 120 to 180 so it doesn't fight the sub. Auto filter for slow 4 to 8 bar sweeps. saturator 2 to 6 dB depending on aggression, sidechain compressor to the kick, lighter than the sub. On the bass group bus, do gentle cleanup, EQ 8 to tidy resonances, glue for 1 to 2 dB reduction, gentle saturation with soft clip, utility to control level. Teacher note, the most common bass mistake in this genre is letting mid-bass steal 150 to 250 from the drums. Your break lives there. Be ruthless with high-passing the mid-bass if your drums feel smaller. Step 7. Atmos and pads that don't ruin the mix. Atmospheric jungle is basically the art of making things wide and emotional while leaving the snare and sub untouched. On pad bed, use analog for warm simple pads or waveable for modern ones. Then chain, EQ 8 high pass 200 to 400 HE. Yes, that high. Protect the low end. If it's cloudy, dip 300 to 600. Then auto filter with slow LFO movement. Then sidechain compressor from kick or SE trigger, ratio 2 to 1. Release 100 to 250 milliseconds, ducking only 1 to 3 dB. And send to the Atmos verb return. Use sends instead of huge insert reverbs so your whole project shares one coherent space. On texture or noise, drop vinyl noise, rainforest recordings, tape hiss, anything. EQ 8 high pass 300 to 800, because you often only want top texture. Auto pan slow for width. Echo lightly, then feed the verb via sends. Now add two expansion moves that are huge. First, add a no sub safety switch on the Atmos group. Put a utility at the end. Map a macro called Atmos clean that either pulls gain down a bit and slash or pushes a high pass filter cutoff up. So when the drop hits, you can clear low-end fog instantly. Second, consider a top fog rack. That's a separate texture track where you high-pass aggressively at 1 to 3K, add tiny saturation, add chorus or ensemble with low mix and slow rate, then utility to widen. Send that lightly to reverb. This creates sheen that reads on small speakers without adding harsh hats. Step 8, arrangement markers so every session starts like a real tune. Go into arrangement view and add locators. Intro at 000, break tease around 032, drop at 104, variation at 152, breakdown at 240, drop 2 at 312, outro around 400, adjust to your taste, but the point is, you're thinking in phrases, not just loops. Also add empty MIDI clips labeled SUB notes, break chops A and B, and pad chords. That way when you open the template, it nudges you into writing, not browsing. Expansion idea. Energy lanes. Add three blank clips or notes that say drum density 1 to 5, bass activity 1 to 5, Atmos brightness 1 to 5. As you arrange, you score energy. This audio version is shortened for playback.